This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. We were just speaking with Robert Trainum about politics and the economy. Now we have Austin Goolsbee, Obama's senior economic advisor. How are you?
I am doing fine. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, right now, one thing that we have noted is that some of Senator Obama's supporters have said, step up your rhetoric, step up your rhetoric, step up to the plate. And he made quite a forceful speech today that included some discussion of how the economy was playing out in politics. We played a little bit of that earlier in the show. What do you think the message is that your team wants to get out about how the presidency should help steer the economy?
Well, I'd say there's three messages. One is the general economic message that he's got a coherent, good economic plan to get the economy growing again, which is about the real economy. And certainly the context where we've got 8 straight months of job loss and 600,000 extra people out of work, and we haven't made investments in our bridges and roads. We haven't made our investments in alternative energy. We haven't improved the education of our workers. He's got a pretty comprehensive program to get the economy growing again. But he also has, and has had for some time, considerable thoughts, which he outlined today again, on how we ought to be overseeing financial markets, that the fate of Wall Street is ultimately rooted in how well the middle class is doing. It's rooted in this struggle that has been facing 85-95% of workers, but is also the direct product of 8 years of an ideology that says we ought to try to get the government out of any involvement. The government shouldn't even be setting the rules of the road. We should turn that over to the special interests, the lobbyists, the corporations themselves. And so he has the support of a bunch of leading regulators from both parties, Bill Donaldson, a Republican, Paul Volcker himself, and others. He outlines specific ways that we can reestablish government oversight. And then the third thing, the third message I'd say he's pointing out is the critique of McCain as the someday suddenly now proponent of additional government oversight, when for the last 26 years he's been in Washington, he's absolutely been part of the ideological agenda, which has said the government doesn't have a role to play
now
in oversight.
Austin, I do want to make it clear that Robert Trainum is one of our political contributors, and he comes to us generally from the right. We wanted to make sure that both of you guys got equal time, but I don't want this to turn into an advertisement for the campaign. So I'm going to ask you some very specific scenarios.
Of course.
And see if you can tell me what your campaign would do.
Sure.
If someone is on the brink of foreclosure and has not foreclosed yet, what would your campaign suggest be the appropriate economic policy in terms of steering someone like that? Would it be a question of having the government have a role in refinancing? Would that person simply have to let go of their home? What would you do in that scenario?
It depends on how expensive their house is and what their income is. Is it a house that they can afford with a refinancing, or is it a situation where there's no way that it could work? Obama was early and out front, one of the original co-sponsors of the Dodd-Frank approach, which did pass, and we are waiting for the FHA to enact, which is about setting a backstop and trying to limit the amount of foreclosures by offering up the ability of the government to guarantee lenders to come in and refinance at stable, affordable 30-year fixed rates. If they don't qualify under that, Obama, as part of his stimulus, has talked about that we need to send money to states and the authorizing of additional bonds to try to prevent foreclosures, including additional credit counseling assistance and help in figuring out where can they get lenders or whether they can afford their property. So it kind of depends, as I say, on what their financial situation is, but he's been discussing discussing and proposing solutions on that, on the housing and foreclosure issues for a long time. And it's a good thing that we have, and we need to do more, because what even Chairman Bernanke himself has said is that these issues affecting individual homeowners are, when added up over millions of people, putting a tremendous drag on the financial system and actually deeply undermining the growth of the economy. So we kind of have to deal with that housing at this level one.
Let me move on to another issue. I was covering both the Democratic and Republican conventions, and one of the biggest applause lines during the Republican conventions had to do with drilling for oil. Drill now, drill now, drill now. There is a serious set of distinctions between Senator Obama's policy towards energy and the McCain campaign's policy towards energy. Very briefly, describe them to me as they would affect consumers.
Okay, I would say three distinct differences. One, the emphasis of McCain has been on drilling. The facts show that the U.S. consumes 25% of the world's oil and has 3% of the reserves. So it's obvious that we cannot drill our way out of that problem. Obama's focus has been on what can we do in the immediate run and in the long run to wean our dependence on oil. And that means investing in an extensive program to convert the economy with green jobs and research, deployment, development of alternative energy. And it also means efficiencies, conservation, raising fuel standards, and things to reduce our demand. So emphasizing the whole portfolio of energies and reducing our demand. But we know that ultimately we've got to move to a different source of energy, and that's the only way to do it. And that is a very big difference between the two candidates.
You've also done some work on technology. One of the things that comes up constantly around the country is whether or not there's going to be such a thing as full, free wireless or internet access for people regardless of income. What do you propose on that?
He has proposed two things related to that. One is an extensive effort to promote broadband in underserved areas, of which there are many, some in rural areas, some in lower income states and lower income communities, but also even in developed cities, the U.S. has fallen behind most of the rest of the high-income part of the world in its broadband. And two, a pretty strong focus on the part of Obama and opposition by McCain on the issues of net neutrality, that the cable company should not be able to express its monopoly power, if you will, and prevent certain types of content or become toll taker on the internet. His view is that's quite important to maintain a free and open internet as we currently know it. And so I'd say both of those are in that spirit.
Well, Austin, there's so much to talk about, but we're going to have to leave it here. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, great to be on. Thank you for having me.
Austin Goolsbee is Obama's senior economic advisor. Again, we reached out to the McCain campaign. We're not able to secure someone from them, and we will certainly bring you more on this developing story of economics and politics.